even though he, it looks like he ought to know he's right, or that you're right about something.
Hard head.
Okay, exactly. Sure. And then a person who's very easily offended. Can't take a joke, you know, you'd say he's...
I know what you're talking about, but I can't get the exact what it's called.
Would you ever use touches? Or
touches.
Touches, all right. And then a person who was touches, you'd say he got awfully...
Awfully...
When he wanted to fight, you say he got awfully...
Mad.
Okay. And a person gets that way, you might say to him, now just keep...
Quiet.
Keep calm. Down, you might tell him to...
Take it easy.
Sure, exactly. Or calm. Something like calm.
Calm down?
Sure. And you say, I worked all day now, and I'm really...
Tired.
I'm all...
Give up.
Okay. And then, child came home from school early. The teacher sent her home. She was coughing. And you say, she... Sick.
Sick?
She, would you say she got sick or she took sick?
Took
or
sick.
Took sick. And the person is sniffing... And the sniffling and has a
cold.
Yeah, you say he what cold? He didn't wear enough clothes. He went out yesterday in the rain
and took cold.
He what?
Rain and took cold.
Okay, and he walks like this. You say he's
got tonsillitis.
Or his voice is awfully
hoarse.
Yeah, and he also has a hacking
cold.
And a person can't keep his eyes open, it feels pretty
drowsy.
Right? And if someone's like that, you might go up to him and shake him to try to
wake him?
Sure. And so if that was you, you'd say somebody you up. Someone came over. You were kind of drowsy and falling asleep, and someone came over and shook you, and you'd say they...
Wake you up.
Okay. And if you had a cold, and the doctor brought you some medicine in a bottle, and he looks at the bottle, and it's still full, and he scolds you, and he says, why haven't you...
Taken.
And you say, why? Yesterday I...
Taken.
Yesterday I...
Forgot.
Well, I did, though. Yesterday I...
Oh. Yesterday I took it.
And tomorrow I'll some more.
Take some more.
Sure. And a person can't hear, he's
deaf.
All right. And a person works out in the hot sun all day and takes off his shirt and it's all wet and he might hold it up and he might say, do you look how I...
I'm sweating.
Okay. And a large discharging sore that has a core in it.
I call it abscess or ball.
Yeah. And then the stuff in a boil is called
infection.
Yeah, it's an infection, but the stuff that has to be drained out is
corruption.
Yeah, and then if your hand is infected and it gets bigger, you say his hand is
over.
All right, and a person is shot by a pistol, revolver, and you say he suffered a bullet.
32.
He suffered a bullet.
32 bullet.
Yeah, 32 bullet hit him, and you'd say he suffered a...
Pistol?
Yeah. All right, talking about someone having been shot. Someone had been shot, and you'd say he suffered a bullet.
Wound.
Yeah. Now, if it didn't heal right, and it had some white